Are you tired of your favorite cut of beef or chicken costing more and weighing less every time you buy it from the store? Well, Good Ranchers Price Lock Guarantee offers a sizzling solution. During their April Price Shield campaign, Good Ranchers is not just offering a temporary fix, but a long-term solution. They're locking in your price until 2026 when you subscribe to one of their boxes. GoodRanchers.com is where I get the most tender meat that's full of flavor every time. With options like beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood, they have something for even the pickiest of eaters. There's no reason to order takeout when you can make something far better at home. Good Ranchers even offers recipes to take your cooking skills to the next level. With meat prices on the rise and store-bought meat quality on the decline, Good Ranchers Price Shield will not just save you hundreds, but give you the best 100% American meat that you'll ever eat. Right now, when you go to GoodRanchers.com and use promo code DAILYWIRE, you'll get their exclusive Price Shield plus an additional 10% off your order. This offer ends at the end of the month, so if you want to secure your best price until 2026, go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code DAILYWIRE.
I have at least considered creating an OnlyFans account.
Not only have I considered it, we've had fairly high-level talks at Daily Wire. I could not possibly be more excited to be playing this game, yes or no, with a woman after my own heart, a woman who needs no introduction, a woman who has the same drink that I have, Gina Carano. Gina, thank you so much for coming on the game.
Thank you for having me.
Now, people are going to be very envious, obviously, that I get to play this game with you right now. But you, too, can play the yes or no game. You can do it at home. Because Daily Wire is merchandising absolutely everything right now. Cue the dramatic orchestral music, pour yourself a drink, you can play the most important game of Daily Wire, yes or no. You'll be able to put your knowledge of your friends and family to the test, bring home the game where the rules are completely made up. I have no idea how to play, even though we've done it many, many times. It's available this coming fall. You can pre-order the game right now over at dailywire.com/shop. Shall we begin?
Yes, we should.
All right. Okay. Gina, because...
That was quite the introduction. I mean, I want one now.
We can make it happen.
Can I go home with that one?
Certainly if you
want. Or do I have to win it right now?
I think you have to win.
Okay.
Now, you're a lady.
Okay.
Ladies go first.
So I just pick it up and read it?
Yeah, you pick it up, read it, and then here are the... I still don't totally get the rules, but I think I move your martini based on how I think you would answer the question, and you move my martini based on how you think I would answer the question. And then whatever happens, we drink.
So we're judging each other.
Yes.
This is a game of judgment. Mm-hmm. We're bringing back judgments. Okay. I've watched a full episode of the Michael Knowles show.
Wow. This is a real, and it's a full episode. Obviously. Who wouldn't? I mean, that seems so simple. I guess my answer on this is pretty obvious.
Yeah. I mean, you look like you like to look at yourself. No, just kidding. Do we have to tell the truth?
Absolute honesty,
oh,
Gina.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
No lies.
Drink.
Wow. Well, actually, in fairness, I think you have to drink, too. I'm not sure that I've ever watched. Why would I watch? I mean, I've been in, and then we'll put, I have
Stop
to put it
Stop it. You're not telling the truth right
I'm
now.
I'm in it. Why would I watch it? I already know what I said. We both got it wrong. We both have to drink.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Maybe should we get my show playing in the background so we can rectify this terrible error? Maybe afterward.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
It's a good martini.
I need to watch it.
Listen, on the ride home, you're in Nashville for the premiere of Terror on the Prairie.
Yeah.
But on the ride home, you've got the whole back catalog, 1,000 episodes.
I feel awful right now.
Gina,
should I drink twice?
I think you're the only person in the country who hasn't seen the show, but it's okay.
But I'm gonna buy like 10 of these for all of my family. I'm gonna make up for that mistake.
True.
Okay.
Okay,
I don't believe your answer though. We need a lie detector test.
Let's go. Well, yeah. That's the follow-up game.
Yeah.
For getting a job after college, the only,
The
only degree more useless than psychology is getting one in Italian literature.
Ouch.
Getting a job after college, the only,
Okay.
You're totally right.
I know.
That's what I would say. But did I get it wrong?
Yes,
I did. Oh. Yeah. What would be the more useless majors?
I majored in psychology. Well, I didn't graduate.
I had a feeling. Yeah. I had a feeling the
look
producers
like a psychology.
Might have. Yes.
They... So did you get this
wrong? You're right. I got it wrong.
Yeah.
But you got me right.
Right.
So you actually don't have to drink.
Okay.
But you got me right. But I had, one of my majors was Italian literature. I find it very useful.
Yeah.
Especially in my single days.
Uh-huh.
Back in my single days, in my wayward youth, I would find, you know, if...
I like how you talk, my wayward youth.
In my wayward, in my derelict youth.
I'm going to start using that. Oh, my wayward youth.
But I'd go, Gina, I'm not the sort of guy that you would find at an MMA fight. You know, I wasn't captain of the football team. So whatever luck I could have, it had to be talking.
Yeah.
You know, a little Dante,
yeah.
a little Petrarch.
Amazing.
It was very useful.
Yeah.
If I had majored in something else, I wouldn't have even had that.
So what kind of guy do you find at a MMA fight?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
have you ever been?
I haven't been,
but
I assume people are speaking a little more with their fists than with their, you know.
What's interesting about fighting is like, it's just so, it's its own language, so. Mm.
It's also, I've heard...
I think you should drink again.
I'll drink again. I've heard also that it can be very cerebral in terms of trying to game out
100%,
the other person.
You know, 1,000% cerebral, yeah.
I have, you know, I used to do Krav Maga because Jeremy Boring, the God King of Daily Wire, he forced me to.
Good.
We would do it. We would do it in the morning. He said, you're showing up before work. We're going to do Krav Maga. At the time, I called it Krav Maga. It was the Trump years.
Yeah, amazing.
Or jiu-jitsu. That was the other one, you know, because it's the Israeli forces. They train that way.
Yeah.
So I did it, but I was never any good at it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it takes a while. It takes about 6 months just to, like, I guess, get out of the awkward phase.
Does it? Yeah.
Just like anything.
I never made it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, did I just go or you go?
You went.
Yes.
Yeah, so no, my turn. Okay. All right. Often, men and women can be close or even best friends without ever wanting to cross the lines. You're old-fashioned, right?
Pretty old-fashioned.
I think that you would say no.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
But what would you say?
You think that I would say no.
I would think that you would say no. You strike me as a fairly
old-fashioned
guy. Old-fashioned, yeah.
I would say yes.
You would say yes.
Mm-hmm. I would say off,
you think often men and women can be totally platonic friends and not have any desire to.
Yeah, 100%. Like yes.
Wow.
I mean, my whole life I've been around boys, and at least coming from my perspective.
Well, there's the key. There's
didn't say anything.
So maybe from the Gina standpoint, there's no. But do you think all your male friends, they've never had any thought, me and Gina, what could be?
I don't know how men think. I really don't even pretend. I'm just like...
That's better. That's better. That
yes. So I only know how I feel, mm-hmm. and I feel like I can be 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think you're probably right about you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're right about the men. I think the men maybe listen.
Well, so then...
You. So then...
You're drinking because you got it wrong.
Because I got it wrong, yes.
I want to get more wrong, by the way.
You're too good at the game. You know, I think I don't really know how the scoring works. I think I've been undefeated in this game probably until now. Gina, I'm playing so poorly. You should go again.
Okay, as long as you put on this box, the rules don't matter.
The rules
matter.
Don't matter. They're completely fake, and if they're real, I don't know what they are.
And that'll be my review on this this game. Okay. Though it's a toss-up, personally, I would feel more at risk hanging out one-on-one with Amber Heard than I would if I had to take a meeting with Harvey Weinstein. Ooh, that took a turn. Okay.
Sorry, this is your answer. Okay.
So, personally, I would feel more at risk hanging out one-on-one with Amber Heard than I would if I had to take a meeting with Harvey Weinstein. I'm going to say that you... are gonna say yes to that. Yes. You would be more at risk hanging out with
Cameron. I would. Yeah. I would, because
yes.
I'm not Harvey's type, as far as I can tell. I'm not in his industry. There's not much he can do to me.
Yeah.
Amber Heard, she could boil my rabbit. I mean, that woman, she could destroy, truly could destroy a man's life.
Yeah.
Now, did I get yours right?
So, I don't feel at risk with either one. I think they would be at risk. To be quite honest. So I don't know how to...
Mm-hmm. It's a margin call.
So I have
point.
To say, who would I be more at risk with?
Yeah.
Amber Heard or Harvey Weinstein? Yeah. Or, gosh, neither one of them. They'd both be in danger.
They would be in danger. They should be the ones.
Fearing. They would be in risk.
So it's the question, are you at risk? The answer is just no.
Yeah.
No. No. Not ever. Okay. Yeah. That's good. So we both got it right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's funny.
That I would, but certainly, you know, you think. I guess now, though, if I had a meeting with Harvey Weinstein, we'd be separated by, you know, steel bars. So it'd probably be okay now, too.
Gosh, but you wouldn't want the energy
around you. I don't need that.
Sometimes I wish they would have had me take that meeting. I think I canceled on it, and I was just like, no.
Did you get an sort of...
Yeah, like they always want, they were, like, the agency was always like, we need to have you meet this guy. And I was like, I think I canceled once, and then it had to get reset up, but...
I have this.
Man, I wish they would have.
I have this vision of you meeting with Harvey Weinstein, and then, you know, smash cut, Weinstein is just defenestrated out of the Beverly Hills Hotel or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never understood the whole Me Too thing because I was just like, you could just say no.
Just get up and walk. He shows up in his bathrobe. You say, no thanks, Buster.
Yeah, just say no.
Yeah. Just
no is a complete sentence.
Ooh, that's a good line.
Yeah, okay, fine. I stole it from Tyler. But
it's good. Well, just say no was from Nancy Reagan. But they're both good lines.
Yes.
I like, okay. Wrestling someone of the same sex is 100% straight if you say no homo before you begin. I'm not as expert in the rules of wrestling, but so wrestling someone of the same sex is 100% straight as long as you say no homo before you begin. Gina.
So you think...
It is 100% straight, scientifically proven, as long as you say no homo. You could, these are the rules of the schoolyard, you could kiss another man right on the lips and whisper into his ear, I love you, as long as you say no homo beforehand. This has gone back to first grade.
I feel
you're
like
totally
that makes
fine.
It more homo.
Because you're raising the idea. As though it was not in anyone's mind.
Yes, I think it makes it a little bit more like, hey, I'm not checking you out. Well, you know,
like, sort of like, hey, don't think about zebras.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, you may have persuaded me, but you still answered wrong. So I think that means you have to drink.
Wait, what? I answered wrong?
You answered wrong because you guessed my answer wrong.
Oh.
Even though you probably...
Right.
You made the better argument.
Okay.
You still have to drink.
Okay, that's how this game works.
I guess.
All right. But, I guess.
I guess. I think. Maybe. All right. Now, you're up.
Okay. I have at least considered creating an OnlyFans account.
At least considered. This is not saying you went through the steps. This is just I've at least considered.
Considered it. How well do you think you know me?
Consider. Like the idea.
You're correct. Never in my life have I ever considered it.
Gina, you are incorrect. Not only have I considered it, we've had fairly high-level talks at Daily Wire. We have. Now, I wasn't going to strip down too much to my skimmies.
But too much?
Not too much. You know, a little bit. People need a little something.
Yeah.
But my idea was, what if you started an OnlyFans, but instead of, you know, twerking or whatever, you just read poetry? Or something. Or you just, you know, played ukulele. Or you just, I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, because OnlyFans have to be all about sex. I don't know.
I don't think so.
You know why? Because I don't know, because I've never even been on OnlyFans.
Yeah. See, this is the issue with OnlyFans.
I have never,
you know why though? I'm not saying had I been a young, wayward youth when OnlyFans came out.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. Who's to say? But thankfully, I became an old man. Mm-hmm. Sort of before OnlyFans happened.
Yeah.
But here was my problem with starting one through the Daily Wire.
Wait, you never answered, have you been?
No, I've never been.
I
can say 100% with 100% certainty.
I think this box needs to be attached to a lie detector test.
Let's do it. Plug in my polygraph.
And that can be my version of the game, and we can split the proceeds.
Then we're all just hammered.
Yeah.
I had this problem, which is, if I started my OnlyFans of ukulele playing and tap dancing or whatever,
tap dancing,
I would still be leading people to a website that hosts a ton of porn.
Right.
So that would still be wrong.
Right.
So you have to drink.
Yeah. Wait.
Because you answered wrong.
Oh, because you were gonna. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Shoot. Well, this is great.
I know.
I like to lose this.
Can you? Can you imagine how enticed the audience is right now thinking about the prospect of you. My OnlyFans?
Yes, yeah.
Can
yes.
Can you imagine?
I mean, it could do well.
Do you think?
It could do well.
Thank you. I'm going to put that blurb at the top of my future OnlyFans. It could do well. It could Gina do well. Carano.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm up.
Okay.
Any public parade or march that includes kink or nudity should be illegal in the United States. Any public parade or march, kink?
Kink. Define.
Yeah, that's there's the trick.
We need
the
that.
Devil's in the details.
Yeah.
Kink. So they're talking about like a, I guess like a pride parade or like a, or like some, you know, some pride parades with the guys in the leather and the whips and everything.
Yeah.
Should be illegal in the United States. Gina, you're going to be speaking in cursive very soon. I certainly do. Listen, what people want to do in the privacy of their own streets, of their own privately owned streets, is, I suppose, none of my business. But I don't, it is kind of weird now. You've got all these parades.
Yeah.
With guys in leather and paddles and like demon-looking people in costumes and men with appendages that they shouldn't even have.
Yeah.
Know, dancing. It's, I'm,
hey,
I'm against it.
I can be like not pro, like I don't have to go to these things.
Yeah.
But
you don't think they should be banned?
I do feel like there's a fine line of like taking people's freedoms away from them.
Yeah.
And also, I always thought it would just be hilarious if there was like a full nude protest. Like there was every protest in the world in 2020.
Yeah.
And I was like, get the nude one going. That'd be hilarious. Only just because it would be hilarious. Other than that, yeah. I mean, I think that people, you know. But like, I don't want to take other people's freedoms away.
You don't want to say no to them. Were you in LA during, this would have been 2018 or 17, I want to say, there was a protest called the Free the Nipple Protest.
Yeah.
So I was sent down on assignment from the Daily Wire. I'm not joking.
Oh.
I was sent down on assignment to investigate this.
No.
And I thought feminism is the greatest trick that men ever played on women.
Mm-hmm.
We convinced all of these frequently, though not uniformly, attractive women to just dance around naked in the streets. And all these men are there and they say, you go, girl. Yes, that's feminism. You down with the patriarchy.
Yeah, I think the world has a really good way of making the most beautiful things ugly.
Yeah.
And it's like sexuality is really not a bad thing. It's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like the mystery, I think, is so sexy. Sexy equals mystery to me. Those things go hand in hand. So it's like keep the nipple sacred. Right.
That's,
you know,
that's such a good point.
Yeah, like it's like the mystery of it all is like what makes things sexy.
And the role of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, I mean, generally speaking, lingerie is more enticing than just people kind of putting it all out there.
Yeah,
right?
Or just like even like the sex scenes nowadays are just so blatant, and you're just like, dude, I did not want to have that in my face when you've got like the Top Gun, the first one, sex scene, and it's like the lighting and it's just like insinuating more.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not somebody getting banged in like Game of Thrones, you know, like you're like, geez.
But sort of like on the opposite side of the, you know, experience of sensuality.
Yeah.
In Hitchcock, you don't see the big scary thing.
Yeah.
It's alluded to, it's implied, but and so your imagination does all this work.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just see people sort of bumping uglies right in front of your face,
yeah, you're like,
yeah, it's not, you're right. That's a great point. But you still answered wrong.
I answered wrong. I forget the question now.
You keep answering right, but you keep getting my answer wrong.
Oh, shoot. Because you would be pro taking that freedom away from
taking
people.
It all away. I'm taking all. I'm leaving everything to the.
Hey, I want the pedophiles off the streets, but like we can make other rules for that.
For the pedos.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's maybe that's a later question.
Yeah. Okay.
In solidarity, I'll because that was such a good. It's such a good point.
Thank you.
On imagination, sensuality, even desire. You know, desires are good things.
Yeah.
It's got to be ordered in the right way.
That's why porn is toxic. It's like you're not using your imagination. You're shutting yourself down at your brain, and you're not using your senses.
Right. I mean, the idea, sex is great in many ways, but it's not, physically it's great, but it's also pointing to something beyond the physical,
You're sharing your soul.
Yeah,
with
you're giving yourself entirely to someone else. And then porn.
I'm like, no, not me. Like, you know, like, wait a second. What am I doing that for?
No, but you're really, you know, you're giving. Whereas in porn, it's just like, okay, well, we're both just sacks of flesh, you know.
This is not an Olympic sport. Right. This is art.
Right.
This is, yeah.
Gina, you're up.
This game is rigged.
It is.
This game is rigged. I keep going. Okay. Neither is on the level, but hypothetically speaking and in strict weight classes, it is more of a fair fight for a woman to fight a transgender woman, a male, than it would be for a woman to fight another woman who is absolutely juiced out of her mind, steroids. Example rhymes with Ryber.
Rhymes with who?
I can't. It rhymes with someone I fought once in my life.
Who may or may not have taken some
for sure she
performance
did.
Enhancing.
Yeah, for sure she did. But she's such a sweetheart, though.
So the statement is it's you know, a transgender woman. So this could be a guy, maybe he's taking hormones, maybe he's not.
Right.
It's a fairer fight for the woman to fight him than to fight a woman who's juiced out of her mind on some other. I mean, it's kind of hard to parse the two because there's a lot of similarity. But I would still say that you would say. Yeah.
No
way, right?
I fought both in my life, and you know, that's one thing I don't get about the whole, like, you can't, it's just not fair.
It's not even close.
Men punch differently. That's why when I punch, people are like, you hit like a man, but I still don't hit
Exactly like a man,
you know. It's just, it's a little
people
different.
Don't know this.
And I'm like the hardest hitter. Like,
yeah.
I have never met, like, most people that I hit pads with are in the fight business say that I'm like at the top level of, like, you know, powerful punching, you know. But man.
I've talked to friends and colleagues who are millennials who their whole lives it's been drilled into their minds. Men and women are exactly the same. There's no difference whatsoever. And they will get angry with me and they'll say, Michael, what do you mean men will almost always beat women, you know, physically? What do you mean? That's so sexist. That's so backwards. You know, it's just some women are going to beat some men, and it's men and women are basically this. So it's obviously there are exceptions. No one's saying there aren't exceptions.
Oh, I'm an exception.
You're an exception.
I'm an exception, but like not an, like if you've got like, if you break it down to experience, weight class and everything, it's,
not even close.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. No, we both got that right.
Yeah.
No drinking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say.
I still want to drink. This is like the.
I know. This is especially at this point in the game. It's kind of where the temptation.
Yeah.
Up. Plus, I have to catch up a little bit.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. All right. Yeah. Ready?
Wait. Was that your way of saying I'm losing?
I think you might be losing.
I think
this might have shifted.
Shoot. Okay.
We will not have true equality until we can safely identify as beep bop boop, without fear of cancellation. Seems like a pointed question. We will not have true equality until true equality. Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course you can't. True equality. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. Not true equality is a very different thing. But the way that people talk about equality these days, true where everyone's exactly the same.
Yeah.
The only way you can have it is if nothing makes sense anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means you can't even identify any differences. But everyone's different.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful diversity of life.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. We agree on that.
Beep, bop, boop. We didn't lose. Okay. We need to look. Maybe we should throw the next round, you know?
Yeah.
That way we can drink
more. Yeah.
All right, you're up.
Yeah, right. I'm competitive. I want to win. We will get some answers from the, I never say her name right. We will get some answers from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial.
Mm. I think it's Ghislaine.
Oh.
I don't.
So Ghislaine is not it.
It's sort of a funnier way to pronounce it, but I think it might be Ghislaine.
I've been saying that for 2 years. Oh gosh.
Well, that's all right, because that just proves you don't know her, which is to your credit.
Oh yeah, obviously, but like. Honestly, I've been saying that for 2 years.
Hey, you learn something every day, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you say it?
Ghislaine.
Okay, so maybe I've been saying Ghislaine. Okay.
Ghislaine.
I just need to get rid of the S altogether. Ghislaine, yeah. Okay. Okay, we will
You can say Michael told you.
Yeah. You taught me something very valuable here. We will get some answers from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial.
We will get some, oh. You just wanted to drink. There's no way, we're never gonna get any answers from that trial. There's no, do you think we might?
I think that lies and corruption have a really interesting way of coming to the surface, even if it's 5 or 10 years. So yeah, I think it'll come out eventually.
So we both lost.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I know.
I was getting the shakes.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I think it's so crooked. I think going back all the way to the first Epstein prosecution, mm-hmm. you've got the U.S. attorney, Alex Acosta, was then up, labor secretary for Trump, and he hears, mm-hmm. sorry, Epstein belongs to intelligence, mm-hmm. U.S. intelligence, and that's mm-hmm. and he reported this then at the time when he was up for labor secretary. Then he gets this sweetheart deal. He's basically, checks in the morning at the Palm Beach County Jail and then goes off and does whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And then Hillary Clinton, then he commits suicide. I'm sorry. He committed suicide is what happened.
I like that.
He committed suicide. I don't know anything. So that happens. And all of a sudden, Ghislaine Maxwell gets arrested. But for some reason, it's closed off. You can't see anything that's going on. The reports are pretty weak coming out of there. Her black book is totally sealed. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that all the richest and most powerful men around the world don't have their identities exposed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I do think, though, that, just how you see those documentaries come out later, like 5, 10, 20, 25 years, I do think eventually, especially how curious and inquisitive people are right now, I feel like people are just thirsty to understand what's really going on. And so there's a part of me that really wants to believe in this time that we're going to find out answers no matter what, not just like about that trial, but what has taken place in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
We need to know. In order to move forward and make a better world, we need to break it down to what happened and what's happening. And that's going to mean like a lot of people need to be held accountable.
Yeah. Well, this is the issue. Because when corruption is more or less ubiquitous,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people have a lot of incentives
yeah.
not to let that out. But I think you are right. I think of LBJ. Stole his Senate seat in 1948,
mm-hmm.
and then he becomes VP, and then he becomes President of the United States, and then we only could really prove that he stole the seat.
Mm-hmm.
People suspected it at the time. We only really prove it, I think, in 91 or 92. So it took over 40 years,
yeah.
but it did come out.
But it did come out.
It did come out, you're right.
But it does happen.
We'll find out about what Bill Gates was doing.
I think
doing.
You should drink again because I made a good point.
You made an excellent point. We're going to get way creepier Bill Clinton photos from the island
yeah.
in like 30 years.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, because blackmail is the currency in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got all of that.
You're right. Okay, now I'm up.
That was such a good point.
It was good. It was a great point, Gina. I will say this. This is my favorite episode we've ever done on this show. It is. This is great. Okay.
Oh.
There is absolutely nothing concerning about otherwise healthy young adults. Coincidentally suffering strokes and or facial paralysis after taking a perfectly safe and effective experimental injection. Are we even allowed to answer this, or are we going to get booted off of YouTube?
Canceled twice.
We're going to get canceled. So the statement is, there is absolutely nothing concerning or out of the ordinary about otherwise healthy young adults just coincidentally suffering strokes and facial paralysis and all sorts of things after taking the perfectly safe experimental injection.
Wow, yes. Thank you both. We're both on the same page with that.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's absolutely mind-boggling how we're not allowed to talk about it.
No.
They've got like accidental adult death syndrome
mm-hmm.
and,
SADS.
Yeah. And then we've got like, athletes just dropping dead.
Dropping like flies.
And the delusion and like the refusal to admit that this could be related is just to even like raise the question,
yeah.
it makes my blood boil.
We now know, even the people pushing all this stuff, they will now admit that certain vaccines cause heart problems, mm-hmm. certain vaccines have caused blood clots. They'll say it's very rare, though. So I had a relative of mine who's very liberal. She says, oh, Michael, COVID's a very big deal. My friend's father got COVID, and then he got the vaccine. Like 6 months later, he got the vaccine. And then a week later, he died of a heart attack. And I said, oh, well, so you're kind of proving my point that maybe we should be cautious with the vaccine. She goes, oh, no, no, it wasn't the vaccines. It was COVID 6 months ago.
Like, what is that?
How do you...
Not like you just put something into your body foreign 2 weeks prior or whenever and, you know...
Say, no, I think it was, you know, 3 years ago when I walked across the street. Right, that's probably what it was.
Right? They'd more admit like, oh, I've got a drinking problem before this vaccine is like the problem.
I know.
You know,
I do. My only drinking problem is we keep getting these answers right, and so we can't.
I know. That's my problem, too.
That's my big problem. Right. You're up.
Let's get some wrong, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In general, women in real life and in movies have stormtrooper level accuracy when it comes to shooting guns. I feel so like in tune with the Star Wars right now because I get that joke.
So this is in, this is saying in real life or just in movies?
In general, women in real life and in movies have stormtrooper level accuracy when it comes to shooting guns. Yeah, so.
Okay, so not always
great.
On target.
Yeah, not great, okay. Do you agree with that, Michael?
Well, we're about to figure that out.
Yeah, we are.
And I did just watch a terrific movie you're in, where there a lot of bullets fly and they don't always hit their targets.
Okay, in that movie.
I'm just...
They even make a reference in that movie. They're like, in Terror on the Prairie, they make a reference. They're like, gosh, she's an awful shot. Yeah. And she was.
She was.
We wanted to make it realistic.
Yeah. I am answering yes for you.
For me.
For you.
You think I think women are just awful shots in general?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a reverse psychology. Like, you want me to put yes as well. Are you trying to get this wrong?
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not.
There's no way. Where are you from?
New York.
New York, yeah. Oh, gosh. You agree with that?
I haven't said anything yet. Why are you assuming?
You think I agree with it?
So, here's what I'll tell you.
Oh, no, you can tell me why you drink.
Wait, so I got that wrong.
Obviously
got that wrong. But you know what, Gina? You actually got that right. You got it right. Because, here's the thing, I am inclined to think that women are not great shots. I mean, because women don't go to the range that much. I think, you know, I go to the range, I see it's about 99.7% dudes, and then maybe there is that lady in the corner.
Yeah.
But I will say the best shot I know is a chick.
Yeah.
And she could outshoot all of us.
It's crazy.
I know.
Like, I took my mom and to a shooting range, and you just put a gun in her hand, and she was like a better shot on the first try than me.
Yeah.
And I was like... I've been practicing. Like she was so.
I know I mean, this is actually one of the arguments for the Second Amendment: is guns are an equalizer.
Yeah.
As you say, women are at a physical disadvantage if men are trying to fight them.
I mean, a gun in their hand. I feel so much more comfortable when I have my gun on me.
Yeah.
Especially in the last 2.5 years, I just feel like, you know, I mean, I broke down on the road in the middle of Arizona at a ghost town. I was like, I'm good. I had like a knife and a gun on me. I'm like, all right, let's go.
We're gonna make Terror in the Prairie 2.
Yeah.
Starring
Modern
Gina
version.
In Arizona.
Modern version.
What do you shoot?
9mm Beretta.
Beretta, that's the greatest gun company ever.
You know, I clicked with that one.
Yeah.
So, but I would say it's really, it makes me feel more comfortable with my mom, my grandma. I mean, my grandmama has like a gun with a pink handle on it, and I'm like, good, I'm glad.
Yeah, of course. Do you know Beretta is such an old gun company?
Mm-hmm.
They outfitted the Holy League at the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, where the much smaller Western Christian forces totally destroyed the Muslim Turks with facts and logic, and also with their Beretta cannons.
Wow,
yeah.
It's great.
And they're beautiful guns. They're really beautiful guns.
And they're smooth.
And they're smooth, yeah. Well, I'm basically, I just want Beretta to sponsor my show.
So sponsored by
if you're listening,
Beretta.
I would love that. Okay, I'm up. Yeah, I'm up. I've watched Deadpool, Haywire, and Fast and Furious 6.
But you had to have watched all three.
All three, it's and.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
So I'm going to, obviously, you've. So you didn't necessarily have to watch them, but you have. You go to the premiere, you go to the red carpet, people say, Gina Carano is here. You go, you watch the
Drink
movies.
Drink up.
Really?
Yep.
No. You have, which one haven't you seen?
Deadpool.
Deadpool, really? That was one of the ones I have seen. I haven't seen Haywire yet, even though I heard it was great.
I wouldn't have thought you would have watched Deadpool.
Of course.
Oh.
No, I hate the superhero movies. Mm-hmm. But
Deadpool's cool.
It's great. The superhero movies, I see almost none of the other ones. Deadpool's a great franchise.
It is. It's really good, but you're still wrong.
I know. I have to drink.
Watched Deadpool. I never watched season 2 of The Mandalorian. I wouldn't have watched normally Terror on the Prairie. I try to stay away from watching. Eventually I'll watch it in my life, maybe.
Yeah. Why is it that some actors have no problem? Some actors will analyze themselves, you know, and they're really into it. And then some actors can't watch themselves on screen.
I'm really, really critical. And I also, it's like, unless I'm doing it to study and get better, which I do that, but it makes me feel too vulnerable.
Mm. That's true.
I eventually watch it, but it hurts my soul.
Are you sort of second guessing, like, oh, why'd they use that take? Or, oh, I did it better, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff is going, but I just am really critical of, like, I see myself too much, and I want to not, it's not an enjoyable experience. I used to never watch my fights as well. Hmm. I eventually started watching that, and I was like, hey, I was actually pretty good.
You know, I wonder if it's because most people who are going to watch Terror on the Prairie or any other movie that you're in, they don't know you personally.
Yeah.
So you are the character they can lose themselves in. Mm-hmm. But you know.
Yeah.
You know you're not some 19th century lady shooting guns out of windows. You know you're Gina Carano.
And I just always want to do so much better. Mm. You know, so I'm like, I'm just really hard.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to watch.
Sounds like a mentality of a fighter or actress.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of a competitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to do better. Yeah. So, but in reality, if I watch it, I probably would get better and better. So I'm starting to accept it. But no, I've never seen Deadpool.
Wow. Okay. You're up.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Okay. In a Daily Wire MMA tournament that included Jeremy Boring, Candace Owens, Andrew Klavan, Matt Walsh, and Michael Knowles would have the worst odds to win.
The worst odds to win.
Hmm.
Really? So hold on. Who's in it?
Jeremy, Candace, Andrew, Matt, Michael. You. Hmm. They're saying
I'd have the worst odds of that entire crew.
Hmm.
It's MMA.
It's quite the crew.
Yeah. Answer how you're going to answer, Gina. You know, don't take into account my feelings.
This is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Is it, Gina? Is it?
Look at
mm-hmm.
Candace looks like she can get mean.
She's a killer.
Yeah, she looks like killer. She can really, like, she'd be biting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at least.
Andrew, you know, looks like he's got like that. I don't know.
New York. Have you ever seen his nose? His nose is kind of.
Yeah.
That's a nose that's been broken like 5 or 6 times. That guy has scrapped.
And Matt Walsh is kind of like a serial killer vibe,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
yeah, he's a stone cold serial killer. You saw in that movie, and What Is a Woman? The guy. No affect, totally.
It's amazing, I love
Plus,
it.
Plus he's built like a lumberjack and he dresses like one.
Yeah,
too.
So he's got that serial killer vibe and mm-hmm. and Jeremy's just
laser beams.
Super smart.
Yeah, he'll
so smart.
He'll outgame you.
Yeah. Feel like
And me, what about me? We've now gone through
Well
Yeah. Great.
Okay, so the question is
Uh-huh.
Would you oh gosh, this is I have to answer.
I've already answered for you. Now you can answer for me.
Right. So you mm-hmm. looking at yourself
uh-huh.
in the situation.
Well, with crushing honesty, Gina. Without any illusions.
But this is you.
Or delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
Without any ego. With true humility.
Okay. For you, just trying to play that psychology mm-hmm. game, I think that you would say yes.
Did I get your answer right?
Yes.
I'm going to drink anyway, I think. I'm going to choose to drink anyway.
Look, that is a really tough competition. They, mm-hmm. you
literally all of my coworkers. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. It is.
No, but you're like
they're tough.
You are the nicest.
Thank you.
One. Mm-hmm. Really.
And you know what they say? Nice guys finish first.
Right. Well, actually, nice people are like the scariest. So if I would have applied
okay.
that logic,
all right. That's fair.
Okay.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we both got that right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Right. We did. Now.
Because you know that about yourself, because you're you're nice.
Thank you.
And you told me the crab.
Nice. Oh my gosh. It's like a dagger in my heart. I want to be a killer. But... I want to be a thug. You know, like a gangster. I'm like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas. I always wanted to be a gangster, you know?
Yeah. We'll work on that. We can work on that. It's going to take a...
It's going to take some time. Some work.
No, I'm kind of questioning it now, though.
Okay. All right. There is absolutely nothing suspicious about a gunman firing one round into... Oh, my gosh. All right. This is one... All right. I'm going to read until the end of this one.
Okay.
There is absolutely nothing suspicious about a gunman firing one round into a Washington, D.C. pizza slash ping pong parlor and only hitting the hard drive of a computer in the back room. There is a crazy, wild, crazy conspiracy theory that this pizza parlor and ping pong parlor that a lot of extremely creepy people are associated with.
Pizzagate, is that?
Yeah, okay. but the YouTube rules, no, you can't, no one would ever promote this like crazy, totally nuts, insane, nothing's wrong with this pizza place. So we just have to answer how the other one would and then not give any verbal confirmation if the other one got it right.
Okay.
No, don't answer. You better not answer, Gina. We'll get kicked off of YouTube. No answers. And I won't answer either.
Well, we don't have to. We're answering by not drinking.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right, dude. That might have gotten us kicked off. All right, last question.
Censored. Okay. Publicly espousing?
That's a good one.
Publicly espousing woke ideology on Twitter is the modern day casting couch.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep.
Publicly espousing woke ideology on Twitter is the modern day casting couch.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
You know better than I do.
I mean, I've never been on a casting couch, and I don't plan on it, so yes.
But that truly, these days, if you do not, it truly that's is that, hey, you want the part?
Yeah.
It sure would be nice if you'd tweet out this logo.
That was an excellent statement.
That is.
Wow.
That's deep.
That comparison is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like nowadays, it doesn't have to be physical contact. It could just be, I'll do anything for this. And that's the biggest problem.
You know, in ancient Athens, they had this idea that seduction was worse than rape. And the argument here was that rape is merely a physical violation, but seduction is an intellectual violation as well. And there's, I think, a comparison here. You know, the old casting couch kind of goes back to the world's oldest profession.
Mm-hmm.
But when they make you lie, mm-hmm. when they make you discard everything that you believe
mm-hmm.
just to get the part. In a way,
it's a deeper cut. That is such a great analogy.
Wow.
Wow.
So good that even though we both got it right.
We're going to finish it?
Chin chin.
Oh,
to your health, Gina.
Thank you. This was so fun. Great.
Truly my favorite episode. I don't know who won.
Oh, God,
I
think it almost got really fun. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Yes or No. Tune back next time. I think, given the way this game went, I might have sobered up by then. And make sure you get your own version of the game at home. Yes or No, available at dailywire.com/shop. We'll see you next time.
Also, there are no rules.
There are no rules.